We are Maitreya, sometimes called Lord Maitreya. Maitreya is sufficient. It is our desire and our intention to create healing. And that is the purpose of our portion of this transmission. And when we are complete, the Master Serapis Bey shall come forth and continue and complete the process that we are about to engage in. Let us say, as we begin, it is an honor to join you, and we recognize you as a master. So, one master assists another, and then another, and another, and the process is carried on. So it is important to allow yourself to acknowledge your mastery, especially before we begin, which encourages and increases your level of confidence. And so, let us begin with the process of healing, for that is indeed our desire, our intention, and it is again an honor to deliver the process. We ask you to relax in whatever manner that is easiest. To relax first your skin, the largest organ in your body. Oftentimes, the skin is forgotten in terms of the process of relaxation. And yet, it is the outer layer, the epidermis, so to speak, which contacts or connects with the outer world when it comes to the body. And so relaxing the skin in every part of your body is important. And as you do so, you give yourself permission to work from the outside of the body inward. And so imagine all the appendages, the legs, the toes, the fingers, the arms, the eyelashes, the scalp, the face, the back of the neck, all parts of the skin simply coming into relaxation. And remaining conscious at the same time of that relaxation, that is important. And as you continue to relax, you are imagining in your mind's eye, relaxing from the outer to the inner. And so, the middle layer of the epidermis and the inner layer of the epidermis, the skin, is also relaxing. And you feel that relaxation taking place. And it flows inward to the area of the ligaments and the tendons and the muscle. And in the areas where there are deposits of fat, even that is relaxing. And you flow inward to the organs. The brain, the mind is relaxing. The throat is relaxing. And the heart center and all of the organs in the torso, in the abdomen, are all allowed to relax. And as this relaxation takes place, the word peace arises in the mind. I am peaceful. I am peace. I am. And gently allow that relaxation to go deeper and deeper. So deep that the soul is actually relaxing as well. And as the soul relaxes, the connection to the soul becomes deeper, more pronounced, and easier to feel. The soul is light. The soul is love. And those aspects of the soul are connecting with every part of you. And breathe. And as you breathe, you are breathing more and more of that soul connection of peace and love and light and enlightenment into the physical body. And interestingly, a kind of programming is taking place. One could call it a resetting of all of the cells. A reclamation, if you will. And the soul is sending energy. Energy in the form of light. Energy in the form of love. Into the physical body, giving it permission to heal, giving it permission to re-energize, to strengthen itself. And in any area where there had been discomfort, the soul is depositing light and love into that part of the physical body, into the tissue, into the organ. Wherever imbalance may have occurred previously. And in the mind's eye, that brilliant light delivered from the soul is becoming more evident and more obvious. And the intention is to receive and to accept it. I allow my soul's healing energy to be received. I embrace it. I experience it. And I enjoy it. I'm accepting all of the light and all of the love my soul is depositing in my being. And as it flows into me, I embrace it at an even deeper level. I actually imagine that my physical body is now completely and totally surrounded by soul light and love. There is a sensation of warmth within my being. And that warmth is allowing regeneration to occur within my physical body. I am accepting it. It is almost as though I were slipping into a warm and comfortable bath with soothing water and wonderful smelling essences covering my entire body. Breathing comes easily and softly to me. And complete comfort is the experience of my being. As that comfort flows in and around me, I experience love, the deepest, most comforting love I can possibly experience. And breathe that love into the heart center, into all parts of the body, and hold it in place, allowing it to absorb deeper and deeper into all of the tissue. Beautiful particles of love flowing through the entire body. And breathe that in. Every cell of my being accepts this healing that comes directly from my soul. Every cell allows for this light, this love, to completely and totally surround me. And I can feel the shift and the change as it takes place. I release my past. Whatever pain, whatever injury, whatever illness may have assuaged my being, I release it and let it go now. And I do so lovingly, absolutely lovingly. I embrace the lessons all of my experiences have delivered to me. And I allow them to become a part of my oneness. A part of my soul, a part of me. And breathe. And as this healing energy swirls around me, it flows in and flows out, in and out, expanding and contracting my being, allowing me to shift and to change. Encouraging me to create more and more healing for myself, more and more self-acceptance, more and more self-love. I am an instrument of healing. My body has but one purpose at this moment, and that is to heal. It has but one intention in this moment, and that is to heal. And with every aspect of my being, I give it permission to do so. I heal. I heal. I heal. And the healing shall continue far beyond the time of this transmission. Every aspect of the body open, accepting of the soul's desire to help the body heal. We are complete. And our part of this transmission is complete. However, the one called Serapis Bay shall enter now, allowing for the process to move forward. We are Serapis Bay, and we are grateful as well for the opportunity to assist. And ours is the intention of transformation, the change of form, and that change is successful as a result of access to the soul. The soul's desire, the soul's intention is for evolution and advancement, to learn, to grow, to expand. That learning, that growth, and that expansion can only occur when the physical, mental, and emotional bodies are open to accessing that gift of transformation. So now we expand our concentration, our focus into the emotional realm and the mental realm. Layers that are energy, energetic layers, layers that are surrounding in the morphic field, in the egregore of the being. And as these areas, these layers of energy are penetrated and perforated with the soul's message, the message is one of transformation. And the journey begins. Imagine the mind is giving permission for the emotional and mental bodies to absolutely transform, to flow into a new and exciting space, a place of openness, a place of shift, a place of gentle adaptation. Even the feelings may transform. Or perhaps they are lost for a few moments and replaced by energy from the soul, openness, flexibility, a kind of graduation, if you will. The entire body, physical, mental, emotional, and otherwise, and you are given a gift of novelty, a gift of newness, a gift of new energy flowing into the mind and flowing into the heart center, light, brilliant light flowing in, and this light flows to the skin, just inside the layer of skin, and remains there, allowing the skin to be bathed in this beautiful light, and then, like a boomerang, bounces off the skin and begins to reverberate throughout the entire body, as if it were a chord, a note, a sound. It is a beautiful tone. And you allow this beautiful tone to flow throughout the mental and the emotional and the physical body. And you give self permission to transform your experience, to grow and to shift and to graduate, to release and let go of any and all aspects of your being. That no longer serve. Allow this transformation to occur. It is the soul's intention. Ultimately, it is the mind's intention. And most importantly, it is the Creator, God, Goddess, all that is, intention for your being. I merge with that energy and I transform, allowing this light, allowing this love, allowing this energy to permeate my being with peace and acceptance being the result. And so it is. We are the one called Serapis Bay, and we are grateful.